Good day, everyone, and welcome to the first, might I even say, premiere edition of The Blind Vine. I'm Chris Gray, your host for the next hour, and we're here to have some fun, talk on the phone or talk with Skype, and do what we can do to increase the reach, if it wasn't already long enough, of The Blind Vine. Let me begin by taking care of a few logistical matters. First of all, let me give you a phone number. The phone number to call in is area code 415. Yes, I'm sorry, no 800 number today. Maybe we'll have one by next week. But the total call service I chose to use turned out to be a no-call service for today. So you'll have to call area code 415-217-6667, 415-217-6667. And if you look at the heading in Winamp, you'll see the name of the program, my name, and that phone number as well. So if you forget it and want to call later, that'll be just fine. You can find the number there, and I'll try and recall and repeat it as time goes on. I had a Skype call come in during the introduction, during the Rod Stewart, Creedence Clearwater Revival, et cetera, and I don't know if the person is still with us or not, but if you are, I would invite you to say something. Apparently not. I'm just looking at Skype here, and I think that that's not the case. So, if you want to call again, please do. We'd be happy to hear from you. The announcement for this show went out this morning for the first one. In addition to Marlena being kind enough to put me on her program a week ago Sunday. So there may be people who were not necessarily aware of the show today. And so we'll just play it by ear and see who phones and who doesn't. In the last several weeks, we probably all did a great deal of decompression from the convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota, of the American Council of the Blind. Many of you were probably there. I'm sure others listened to it on ACB radio during that time. And if you were there, I hope you had as good a time as I did, and I hope you're reasonably happy with the events that occurred there. Let me talk with you about a few that have occurred since that time. We have been fairly active at the national level. ACB has had a lengthy 2+ hour meeting of the board of directors last Thursday evening, and I can tell you a little bit about that as time goes on tonight. And I also will tell you a little bit about a recent board meeting of the National Education and Legal Defense Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. The board of that organization also met on Sunday for slightly over 2 hours, so the boards have been very busy. Speaking of boards, let me also give a thank you and an acknowledgement to Gary, the board guy. He and I have spent more hours than I want you to know on the phone working out the logistics of this program. Many of you probably would be surprised to know the amount of equipment that is required to run a show like this. Let me describe just briefly my desk here in downtown San Francisco. I meant to say earlier, and I got distracted thinking about getting the show on the air. We're broadcasting from the heart of downtown San Francisco, almost at the corner of Market and Powell Streets. This is the busiest intersection on the West Coast. If you hear sirens, bangs, cable cars, think nothing of it. They're all outside the window and not here. So I think that you'll be okay. Talking first about the Board of Directors meeting of the American Council of the Blind, I was very pleased at the meeting. I thought it was well conducted. It was a very amicable meeting. Things moved along very nicely during the entire meeting. We took up a couple of events that have been discussed quite a lot on ACBL, so let me mention those first. One of the things we talked about on ACBL, and there was leadership notes about it and so forth, was the ADA Restoration Act. And of course, that act is somewhat controversial because it reopens the ADA as a whole. Doing so could be a good thing. The Supreme Court has greatly modified the intent of Congress and the hopes of the entire disabled community with regard to the ADA. And it is today a virtual shell of what it was when it was first passed into law and signed by President Bush Sr. We have the court to thank for that, and there are many who wish to see this revisited and fixed. Everybody agrees this is a good thing to do, but the problem with it is that once an act like this is open and could potentially be revised in many ways that would be hard to predict, we don't know what might occur. The definitions could be significantly limited in addition to where they are right now. Good afternoon. You are on the Blind Line. Who is this?
This is Donna. You sound like Mickey Mouse. It's not coming through well.
Oh, you're kidding. Was the sound bad from the very beginning?
No, it wasn't. It just all of a sudden got that way.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my Skype failed. That might have caused part of the problem.
Ooh.
I would hate to have to start all over again because I have no idea what would happen.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. It sounds like the speed is, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, you gotta love Skype. I'm not totally sure how to fix this, but thank you, Donna, for telling me because I had no idea. I did see an error come onto my computer, and I finally have that error done away with, but you say it still sounded bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it'd be better.
Let me try this. I'm getting a call waiting now. This is getting even more exciting.
Oh.
I will simply disconnect, and I'll be gone pretty quick, I'm sure.